Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the line, the executive director of Musical Fair, Randy Kramer, is our guest on the Trocare College live line this morning. Musical Fair in the middle of a fight between the town of Amherst and many Amherst residents who passed or had enough signatures to get a referendum vote on a new theater project the town is looking to create in their new Central Park. Randy, thanks for joining us this morning. Before we kind of get into the nitty gritty, for people not aware, Musical Fair. Maybe they heard about you for the first time just in the last couple of weeks. What is Musical Fair?
Musical Fair is a not-for-profit theater company. We're over 30 years old. We are the largest producing theater company in Western New York by far. Shades is a presenting company, but we are a producing company with an annual budget of $1.7 million, an annual economic impact of $2.6 million. And we perform at Damon University. We've been in residence there for 30 years. And we also perform, in fact, we just opened a show last night at Shays 710 in downtown Buffalo. Back last season, over 30,000 people saw a Musical Fair show.
Are you a private company or would you say a public company?
No, we're public. We're not for profit. I don't own the company. The board of directors by not for profit law, owns and runs the company. I'm hired. I'm the founder, but we went not-for-profit very early on. Any theater company that really wants to create real professional theater really has to be not-for-profit unless you're on Broadway in New York.
When did the idea for a new theater in Amherst first come to your attention, first start?
Well, we were informed by Damon University back in 2018 that we had a lease. We've done three separate expansions at Damon, totaling over $2 million since 2001. And in our last expansion, we had our lease extended through 2025. And the president of Damon, Gary Olson, informed us that Damon would be taking back the building after that lease had expired. Damon is a landlocked campus, and they're growing, and they really just need the space. So that's when we started to look around and do some studies as far as where exactly the next theater should be. And our home has always been in Amherst. Half of our patrons come from Amherst. So we met with commercial developers, a number of them, and we met with private entities, and then we met with the town and to try to figure out exactly what the best future for Musical Fair would look like.
All right, well, you've been focusing on Central Park, the old Westwood property, for a new theater. Do you feel caught in the middle right now? Because this project has become a flashpoint in this dispute between taxpayers and the town board.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that we are caught in the middle, and there's a lot of misinformation that is being put out there. You know, for example, Amherst had a tax increase, right, over right around 11% in 2024. And that tax increase has been tied to this project, and yet not a dollar of that tax increase is going to the new theater. There's no impact when the bonds are created and put out there. There's no impact for the town until 2025. And yet that has been a rallying cry for people that somehow, if there's no theater, the tax increase will go down. The two are not connected whatsoever, except for by people who are, again, spreading misinformation.
Well, do you see how, even if they're not directly connected, if you're a resident of Amherst, you hear about, all right, 11.4% taxes are going up. Then you might get a letter in the mail about reassessment, and your house has been, double value on reassessment. Now you're hearing about $11 million to build a theater in Amherst that the town wants to borrow. And even though they're not directly connected, all these things happen in the course of just a couple of months. It can't be surprising to you that a group of residents said, hold up.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question the timing of this from Musical Fair's perspective could not be worse. I mean, that's a fact. But there are other facts, though, that really work against some of those arguments. You know, for example, everyone says $11 million. Well, number one, the theater is budgeted at $10 million. The $11 million is just what they have to take out as a contingency on the bond. And we're working very hard, and the town of Amherst is working very hard to keep those costs exactly at that. Matter of fact, we've cut 12,000 square feet from the building, from support space, from office space, from rehearsal space, from storage space, because we're trying to keep it in that vicinity. Then of that $10 million, Musical Fair is going to pay $3.33 million when we open the theater. So there's not going to be any bonds for that 3.3. They'll be paid off immediately. So you're left with $6.66 million. And I would just point out Erie County, the county of Erie, supports arts and culturals on an annual basis of over $8 million a year. So we're looking at $6.6 million for a 30-year investment, which when we move into that new theater, our economic impact will be at minimum $4 million a year because it's larger. And that's a $120 million result for this project versus a $6.66 million investment. And those kind of numbers, I mean, I completely understand that no one wants to pay extra taxes. That's something that none of us like. But the fact of the matter is, as a government, if you're not investing in businesses that create and generate a larger tax base, you're going to pay extra taxes. So this investment actually could work right into the argument that the citizens have about not wanting to pay extra taxes, but somehow it gets lost in all of the, again, so much of the misinformation that gets put out there.
Yeah. Well, now that this is going to a referendum, are you still optimistic about it?
Yes, I'm very optimistic about the project. I don't really know. We have not had talks with the town as far as what are the town's next steps when it comes to the referendum or other plans they may have. But they have reiterated to us that they are still firmly behind the project. I was sitting in the Shea 710 Theater last night. We opened a show called Once down there last night. And I was just imagining what a theater that we're going to be building in Amherst would be like for Amherst residents and for Western New York when it opens. And it was very exciting to me. I'm a person that visions out when it comes to things, and I believe that we're going to be able to do this. It's not going to be easy, but we'll figure out a way to make this work.
Well, we'll see what happens. And Randy, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm sure we'll be talking with you again soon. Randy Kramer is the Executive Director of Musical Fair, joining us on the Trocare College Live Line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.